Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Tony and Kai Show with your hosts, Tony Wade and Kaixa Rodriguez. We are coming to you live from Richmond, Virginia. It is Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on 11:28, and I hope that you all had a fabulous, thrilling, enjoyable, blessed holiday this past week. I hope that y'all had all the turkey and ham and stuffing and all the good, yummy goodness that you could possibly stand to handle. We are here again doing what we always do, bringing you wonderful, wonderful interviews with extraordinary people or hot discussions. And this week we're going to do a little bit of both. We're going to talk with Toniel Jackson, who is not only a mother, wife, she's also a radio host herself and published author. So we're going to talk to her, and you know, we're going to find out about her journey and her process, and you know, get to know her a little bit. But before we do that, babe, how are you?
I'm well, and you?
You know, just doing doing what it is that we do.
Yeah, it's been one of those days. It's been, just been writing, getting a book done.
Yes, yes, yes. I know. He's so focused right now, dedicated, trying to get this book out. It's hard. I've given him a timeline. He doesn't like timelines, but trying to get him to get it done, and he is. He is so focused. I love my baby. He's so focused.
Thank you.
He's so focused right now. I have to put my personal feelings aside and just let him focus on his book.
Personal feelings aside.
You know, ladies, you know, it's like football Sunday. See, luckily we can share football Sunday, but, you know, his book has become, you know, like the football screen. You know, babe, wait, I got to finish writing this last line. Hold on.
Well, I'm personal. I'm just trying to get it done.
It's okay. He sounds so tired, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You do. You sound so down, baby. You're supposed to be happy right now. You sound so down and depressed. And come on, babe, pick it up.
Need some orange juice.
Oh, see, you would go there. You better take them vitamins in the medicine cabinet.
Orange juice is my pickup.
Oh. Let's see, what about our host? Our guest, can I tell you guys before? I'm going to talk about her personal accomplishment. She has been married for over 10 years. Congratulations for that. She says, within those 10 years, she has encountered various issues within her relationship, yet she is still standing. Congratulations. Her experiences, along with divine intervention, helped to create her first book, Pleasing Your Partner, A Spiritual Guide to Happiness. The book not only examines issues faced in relationship, but utilizes the acronym to provide solutions to those problems. She is a mother and applied her experiences as such to her children's book, Four Girls, A Lot of Choices, which discusses the trials and smiles that come along with parenthood. I need that book like right now. Yeah.
Why you need that book right now?
I need that book right now. Trials and smiles that come along with parenthood. I need that book. We need to write a parenting book too. Yeah, how to deal with an emotionally challenged child. Yes. Yeah, we need to write that book too. Without further ado, everyone, and thank you. If you would like to call in and ask our guests any questions or to say, hey, the number is 646-381-4964. We are going to bring our guests on the line now.
Lidge.
Yes, Toniel, how are you, wonderful?
I am great, Kai. How are you and Tony doing?
We are good.
We are doing.
We are good.
That is good. Same here, definitely. Thank you guys so much for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. We appreciate you giving us your time.
Not a problem.
Yes.
Not a problem at all.
Yes, yes. Now, we're going to start right there where I left off with the relationship. And, again, congratulations on over 10 years of marriage. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Yes.
Congratulations.
That takes work.
Oh, God, yes. And it'll actually be 10 years next Tuesday. December 6th, it marks our 10th year anniversary.
Wow.
Wow, congratulations. Yeah, I wish we had that applause thing on there. Like, yay!
Wow.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. How does that work? I mean, when you get married around the Christmas holiday, I know it's got to be beautiful. I've always pictured getting married, you know, in the winter with the snow and everything and, you know, probably having red and white as your wedding colors and all that good stuff. I don't know that what you did, but how does that work with the gifting? Like,
well, you know what? It's really crazy because it's bittersweet for me because we got December 6th is actually my mom's birthday, and my mom had been diagnosed with cancer at the time, and so we wanted to make sure that she saw us get married. So we moved the wedding date up, and we got married on her birthday, which at that time was December 6th. And I always wanted a Friday night wedding. December 6th happened to fall on a Friday that year, and I wanted a Friday night wedding. And our colors were actually gold and white, and it was no snow. It was no snow 10 years ago. So it was just a little cold, but, you know, I just changed once we got inside of the church, wore my regular clothes and changed once we got inside of the church and everything. But it really went off smoothly, and I enjoyed it. And it is kind of crazy because I have a daughter who was born on December 10th, and, of course, then we didn't know, but, when was she born? 3 years later. I'm sorry. I gotta remember when she was born. 3 years later, December 10th, 2004, I had my second daughter. And so it's really kind of crazy. So we have our wedding anniversary is on December 6th, and then her birthday is December 10th, and then you have Christmas, and then I have another daughter who is actually a New Year's baby. So it's really crazy in my house around this time. Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, so you needed to write a book then.
Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
That's crazy. Now, what led you to becoming an author?
You know what? I never thought of myself as an author. I've always liked to write. Like, since I was maybe in 7th or 8th grade, I've always been one to use writing as a positive outlet of expression, but I never really wanted to write or had a desire or a vision of writing a book. However, it was really, as I said before, like the divine intervention. I was just kind of prompted, if you will, by God to write this book that was, for me, it's really much needed because so many of our friends at the time when I wrote the book were going through different issues within their marriages. Like a lot of our friends got married after we did, and so a lot of people would come and ask my husband and myself, you know, like, how are you guys going through all these situations, but you're still making it work, you're still, you know, going strong and everything. And so, you know, you couple the divine intervention with the various experiences that we encountered, and thus pleasing your partner, spiritual guide to happiness was born.
That's cool. Just sorry, that's my ringing the doorbell, trying to figure out who's going to answer the door. Oh my goodness, that's cool though. I mean, we had David Stevens. I don't know if you know him. He's been married going out, did he say 50 years now? 50 years now? And he has a 4-part series on marriage as well. So we had him on a few months before as well. So it's just, you know, it's crazy, you know, and funny how, you know, when you go through and you can be that role model to people to say, you know, this is how you do it correctly, you know, or not even correctly, but this is what we did that works, and, you know, maybe you should try this. And when people can see that you have done something that works and they come to you for advice, that's just got to be an awesome feeling.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is because, you know, like, when we, as we live daily, we're not living, you know, so that people can see what we're doing. But if they happen to, and the fact that, you know, as I said, by being close friends or family members, of course, you know, they're aware of some of the different issues that we face and we've encountered within our marriage. And so I think it makes it all the more effective because they know that we're not just telling them something that we haven't experienced, you know. And that's why, like, even with the book, I didn't really make it personal in terms of saying, okay, this is what me and my husband went through, you know, on this date we experienced this. But I made a lot of, like, general, just made the book about the issues themselves, because every relationship is going to experience some type of trial, some type of turmoil. And so it's not, you know, I didn't want to put the message out there that you should aspire to be like me or aspire to have the type of marriage that I have, because that might not work for you. But if you use these particular principles, then that will help. It will definitely help to improve whatever type of relationship that you are looking to have.
Wow.
I'm definitely going to have to check that out. You know, we're engaged. We're not married yet, but, you know, definitely, even just for relationships, you know, they're hard. And I find it, I don't know if you found it with the people that, you know, you've talked to and who have come to you over the years, you know, we're not taught growing up, you know, media, movies, TV, music, even books, everything nowadays, nothing is really teaching us how difficult, or I don't want to say difficult, but how much work you really have to put into maintaining a relationship to eventually get to marriage. It's like it's not even the goal for mm-hmm. too many of us anymore to get married. It's, you know, we're just, everything around us just says date. You know, it's okay to switch partners as often.
You're definitely right about that. Like, with the society that we are in definitely a quick fix, short-term society. Like, everything is just, like, temporal, you know. And you said something earlier that it is difficult. It's difficult, and it does take a lot of work. You know, I think, undervalue the vow that says for better or for worse. Like, everybody is down for better part. Like, okay, if I'm married to an NBA player, I'm down with the money that he gonna make. I'm down with the, you know, the lavish lifestyle, the houses, the luxurious clothes and cars. But, okay, if he cheats on me, then never mind, let's get a divorce. You know, everybody is good for whatever the positive is, but then whenever it comes to the negative, we like to ignore the latter part of the vow that says for worse, you know. And I think that that's really the trick, is to get everybody that is involved in a relationship to really understand what we are committing to when we take that for better or for worse vow.
Yeah, it's so hard to get out of one. They need to make it harder to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need to make it mandatory that you do some type of premarital screening or counseling or something like that, so that they don't have all of these people just, you know, running off and getting married, and then 2 months into it realizing I made a mistake, or 72 days later, as in some cases, you know,
you gotta say that
made
again.
A mistake.
Yes, yes, and that's, you know what, and that's, it's so true, because so many times, and I even say that, like, in the beginning part of the book, we get married for the wrong reasons, you know. Like, I remember when I was younger, like, in maybe 8th or 9th grade, and I used to daydream about different last names, you know. But you have some people get married just because they like the way that their name will sound with that last name, or somebody, they like the size of the ring that they're going to get, or they like, you know, the sexual experience with that person. And, you know, and we're getting married for the wrong reason, and because society makes it so easy to fix it, so to speak, okay, well, I don't like the person no more, so let me just get a divorce. And, you know, the whole thing is that you're not going to know everything about a person within the time that you are dating them. I don't care if you date them for 10 years, it's still a difference between being someone's, you know, significant other and someone's spouse. It's different between being a girlfriend and a wife, or a boyfriend and a husband. And, you know, so many times, we will date a person for 10 years, but we only want to stay married to them for like 10 months, you know. And it's our ways of thinking are a little bit backwards. We need a little bit of work on it, and just realize that that's what a successful relationship is going to take, is definitely work. It's the hardest job that you will ever have.
Yeah.
It really is. It really is. People don't look at it. I mean, it sucks sometimes to even have to say it, but marriage is work. relationships in general, they're work. It is a job. We like to say, you know, raising kids is it's a full-time job. Well, marriage is a full-time job. It's not something that you can put on a shelf and then come back to later. When you're married, you're in it.
That's
and
right.
A lot of people look at it that way. They don't think about it before they do it. It's a grandiose idea for them, so they get into it, and they don't weigh it out. I mean, a lot of times in most cases, we don't know what, if we've never been married, we don't know what marriage is.
That's right.
You know, and a lot of times, because we don't do those classes that Kai talked about and everything, because of that, we don't know what to expect in a marriage. So we go in with our own ideas, and everybody's got their own ideas on what marriage is about. So, you know, it becomes a fiasco after a while. It becomes a problem.
And we're not talking about it together, you're not talking about it with your partner, what your ideas of, it becomes that taboo thing of, okay, well, I can't tell him I want to get married, or I can't tell her what type of, you know, spouse I'm looking for once we're engaged. You know, we're so focused on the wedding, and we're just, everyone just assumes everything's going to be, we don't talk. And unless you have some type of role model growing up, you really may not have seen any two people married around you that you could really look at to say what a marriage is about, you know. So you may not even have, like Tony said, any real role model to go back and say, okay, well, this is that. Or you, what you have as a role model may be what you expect a marriage to be, and your marriage may not be what you've seen somebody else's marriage be. The communication between dating partners, they don't get into, well, what do I expect from you as a husband, and what do I expect from you as a wife? They don't talk about those types of things.
That's exactly right, Kai. I mean, like, because for just using myself as an example, the only marriage that I had to really look at was my parents. Before my mom passed, my parents had been married for right at 20 years, but even their marriage wasn't necessarily the most functional marriage. So even if you have someone to look at, it's not, you know, it's not always the best thing, because the marriage may not be a functional one, and so you don't necessarily want to pattern it after that. You might know what you don't want, but you don't know what it is that you do want. And so many times, you know, we take on our partner as a project. You know, well, I know that I can make him better, or I know I can make her, you know, better, and if I do this, this, and this, then she'll get better or he'll get better. And once that happens, then you're bored, you're done, you know. But it is definitely sitting down to understand that this is something that it's not even about me. When I am married to someone, it's about becoming that, you know, becoming a better person to help make that other person more, you know, beneficial. And we should be wanting to help one another and not just in it for ourselves. And Tony has said earlier about it being work, and it's definitely that. And the reason why it's the hardest job that you'll ever have is because, like a traditional job, you get a certain amount of hours that you put in. I don't care if it's, you know, if you're a workaholic and you work 60 to 80 hours a week. If there's 168 hours in a week, you still have some type of time off in a traditional job. When you're working within a household, whether it be a spouse or a parent, you don't have sick days. You don't have time off. You don't get paid leave. You don't get raises. And so, you know, you're always expected to be the same, consistent, to, you know, produce wonderful outcomes to different problems and be a problem solver and know how to do everything and be a mind reader. And it's not a job that you're getting financial payment for, you know, but it's yet rewarding. It's one of the most rewarding jobs that you will ever have in the same breath.
Yes. Now, how did you get into writing the book? Was it the same with writing the book about being a parent?
Yes. Four Girls, A Lot of Choices. It was initially called 3 A's and a J because my three daughters, their names all start with A's. And my last daughter, she came unexpectedly, and so I named her initial is J. She's named after my husband because we never had any boys. And so I joked with them. I'm like, this is the closest you're going to get to having a child named after you. And so it was initially called 3 A's and a J. But when I was going through different publishers or whatever, they were saying that title was taken. So I then came up with Four Girls, A Lot of Choices. But coincidentally, I actually had both books written about the same time, and I was just trying to decide which one I should come out with first. And so many people were saying, you know what, you should do the relationship book first. Let that come out first because we really need that one. Because, like, the children's book is more so cute. You know, it really does kind of, it's like a reflection of just my time being a parent of my daughters. My daughters are 3, 5, 7, and 9. And so just, you know, a reflection of what it has been like throughout their childhood, you know, the good and the bad, like I said, the trials with the smiles. And so it's just, I think, a nice book that everybody can identify with, you know, even though it's about my daughters and their names may be in it, but any parent can definitely identify with that book because we've all, you know, reflected like, oh, my God, where has the time gone? They're in third grade now or they're in high school now or, you know, so we've all had those feelings. But that's where Four Girls, A Lot of Choice, everything that I write about is all always has something to do with my personal life.
Wow. Now, what's next for you? I know that you have, you know, the radio show. What else is going on with you other than the books? Are those your only two?
Yes, right now these are the only two, and I actually have not even done an official book release party for my children's book because it's been so many unexpected blessings that has happened with this relationship book. Like when I first, before I even published my first book, I had the business plan all scoped out. Like, okay, I know I want to write this book because every year I wanted to write another book because I still have like 3 more in the making and they're all different genres. Because I'm not a writer that's like loopholed into a particular thing, and so, or pigeonholed, I should say, into a particular genre. And so, like, I was saying, okay, well, this year I'm going to do the relationship book. Then I'm going to come out with a children's book. I have a poetry book. I have, like, a tween teen book. I have an autobiography. So it's a lot of different things that I do have in the works. But right now I'm just really kind of focusing in on the relationship book because it's, like I said, so many unexpected blessings and turns that have come about with this. I'm partnering with different churches. I'm from Chicago, and so it's a lot of different churches that I'm partnering with, trying to, you know, team up with their marriage ministries. I did a relationship seminar for Metropolitan Community Church in September, and so it's other churches that I am in the works of partnering up with there. I have a relationship expo that I'm working on, trying to partner up with some other authors and get them to come on out to Chicago for a day, and we do a relationship expo, and that will be in March 30th, 2012, and then just general relationship seminars. So eventually I will get around to promoting my children's book, you know, spending as much time on it as I should. I want to say probably within the next 2 months or so I'll actually be doing a release party for that. But if anybody wants to know anything else, they really can just go to my website, which is www.tenealstodos.org, which is TENEALSTO-DOS.org, and you can catch up on any type of upcoming events that, you know, you want with me. In general, I'm a relationship coach, so if it's anyone that's listening that's looking for, you know, coaching within your relationships, how to improve them or enhance them, I'm also available for that.
Awesome, awesome. And I've also posted the website in the chat room, and it'll be posted. It's also on our website, TonyandKaiShow.webs.com. It'll also be on the Facebook.com/Tony and Kai Show fan page. We definitely want to thank you, and I'm definitely going to be, like I said, looking into checking out both books.
Yeah, too. Me too.
Yes, yes, yes. So something we'll have to go through. We'll have to be in touch with you.
Definitely. Both of you guys definitely get one because real quick, at the end of each chapter, there are actually activities that you guys can either do together or individually. So it's definitely something that's good for both partners to have within the relationship.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We definitely will, and then we'll let you know, you know, after we read it. We'll take our pictures and all of the fun stuff with you and everything.
I will definitely so we put it on my website. Yes.
Yes. Yes. We're going to have you back because we haven't done a relationship show in a while. And when we do one, we'll have to have you back. We'll have to do it over on the other network so we can do it a little bit longer. But we thank you, Toniel, and everyone for tuning in and calling in and listening in to her. Make sure, again, as she said, that you check out her website, Toniel. Toniels, TONEALS-TODOS.org. Make sure that you check her out. Grab a copy of the book. Help your relationship get better and keep in touch. And we will talk to you guys next Monday, same place, same time. And Toniel, you make sure you have yourself a glorious weekend.
I definitely will. Thank you guys so much.
God bless everybody. We love you all.
Good night.